Hey, welcome back to Raising Deaf Kids. Are you wondering how to boost your child's language learning a bit? You are maybe told to just talk to your kids, but that doesn't seem like enough. For deaf and hard of hearing kids, that is actually not enough. And we have to be really intentional about how we're teaching our kids language. So today, I have my favorite three language strategies that will boost your child's language skills this week. Grab a pen and paper. You're going to want to take notes on this, and let's get started. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster, but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Are you struggling to find time to practice those speech goals every day and then feel guilty at the end of the day when it slipped through the cracks again? Or maybe you're not even sure what to be practicing in the first place? Or do you dream of connecting with your kids through language, but that dream feels really lost right now? I remember when I had two kids with hearing loss and I was faced with practicing two different sets of speech goals every day while also parenting a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. And also keeping up with the day-to-day in the home. I felt so stressed out and worried every day. But I want you to know that you can truly have it all. Get all the household chores done, be confident that your child is working on their language skills, and even have some fun too. And you can do it all without the extra stress and overwhelm. I want to invite you to sign up for a one-on-one coaching session with me, so that I can help you create a custom list of language strategies and activities to help your child learn language that fits right into your daily routine. In our home, I was able to focus on fun language activities paired with targeted language strategies that engage my kids and allowed us to practice language goals in the fastest amount of time as possible. My kids' language has soared ever since, and I don't spend hours a day working on language with them. So come right now to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching to see if this is the answer that you've been looking for. So I bet you didn't know that when you had a kid with hearing loss, that you would become a language teacher. Ta-da! Welcome to it. And you might even feel a little unprepared for this role. So I remember when I had my first child who was deaf, and I came to the realization about a year when he was about a year old, which is when he got his cochlear implants. And I realized all of a sudden, I didn't realize this before, that we were going to have to actually practice language and use actual language strategies in the house with him every day. And I really thought that he would get cochlear implants and he would just talk to him, and we would just talk to him and he would just learn language like any other regular hearing kid. What I didn't know at the time is that kids who have hearing loss and get hearing aids or cochlear implants do not process language like a typical hearing kid. So little did I know that with deaf and hard of hearing kids, you have to be more intentional with helping them learn language. And the old advice of just talk to them, which is what, most people tell parents of like typical hearing kids, just doesn't cut it in this scenario. So along the way, I figured out some language strategies that worked really well for my kids to practice language. And today I'm going to share my three favorite language strategies with you that will boost your kids' language skills if you start implementing them this week. And who does not want a boost? Am I right? Okay, so the first strategy, which is one of my favorites and I've used very often with my kids and practicing language, is repetition. So go ahead and write that down on your paper. Strategy number one, repetition. So what is that? This means repeating keywords or phrases that you're looking on. that you're working on. And I try to repeat them about three times in a row. Why three times that you say? Well, somehow I'm not exactly sure of the science, but I do know that there's science behind this, that the number three is like a magical number, I don't know. And that is like the max perfect amount of information that people's brains could take down at one time, is like three things at one time. So by repeating these words or phrases, I try to do it three times in a row. You're helping your child learn the word in a shorter amount of time because you're repeating it more often. So if I want to give you an example, so say we are walking through the grocery store and we go past the bananas, and that's a word that we're practicing on, or that's a sign that we're practicing on, is banana. So I would take my kids to the bananas, and I would say something like, "Oh, there's a banana. Do you see the bananas? Are the bananas yellow?" Okay, so when you see in my example, I got the word in bananas, which is our keyword that we're practicing. I got that in like three times in a row. And I had the visual, which we're going to talk about later, as well as the banana. And so that's what I mean, is doing repetition, because a lot of learning a language is repeating, right? Repeatedly, like hearing the word and hearing it in context and, knowing what it is. So repeating that word three times. I'll give you another example. But all of my kids like to work with those little like block sorters. And, so I would be practicing like the color red, for example. And, I would ask them, where is the red square? Oh, here's the red square. Let's put the red square into the hole. Okay, so in one like second, I repeated our keyword, which was red, like three times in a row. And that just, the repeating the repetition just helps them, learn the language faster. So my strategy number two is modulating my voice to sound more exciting, which I think you heard me do in the last example, because I just do it now without thinking about it. And I sound really weird to everyone, but it's fine. And so officially, this is called talking in, quote, parentese. And so that's like what probably you heard from the professionals will say, talk in parentese, and this is what it is. So it's basically just emphasizing different words in a sentence and playing with the tone and pitch of your voice. But why does this work? Well, it keeps kids engaged, and it also naturally sounds more like a song to them, and kids really learn through like music and song. And so that's why it works, and it works really well. It also allows you to emphasize like certain like words or phrases that you're working on, and kind of like a little bit overemphasize them so that they're a little bit more obvious in the sentence to your child. So I'll give you an example. When my kids were babies and they were playing on the play mat, I would talk to them a lot. Like, I guess they were one, like once they got their cochlear implants, but my little girl when she was a baby, because she's typical hearing. So whatever you've got, a typical hearing baby, or a 1 or 2 year old with cochlears or hearing aids. So anyway, my babies would be on the play mat, and I would just be talking to them, but more in like a sing-song overemphasizing voice. So I would be like, "Hi, are you playing? What are you playing with? Are you playing with the book? Oh, you like the book? Oh, let's read the book." Okay, so you could hear in my example that I did some kind of like overemphasizing and did the modulating, and I also did the repetition for you. So these strategies can also be combined. And it's great because, like I said, it keeps kids engaged, and we want kids engaged and like paying attention to you so that they can learn the language, right? So if they're not engaged and not paying attention, they aren't going to learn quite as fast. So, yeah, try that out with your kid, and you'll start doing that too. All like that's like the only way I know how to talk to babies now and like little kids. And I've done it to all of like my friends' kids who are all like regular hearing, and they're just talking to their babies like normal. But you know, me, because I'm the speech therapy mom and I've been through speech therapy with 2 out of 3 of my kids, I'm the one who's like talking to them like this. And how are you? Oh, we fell. Oh, no. And other parents are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, this is literally the only way I know how to talk to kids. Yeah, so you'll start doing that and it's fine. Us like parents of, you know, kids with hearing loss, we talk weird, we do weird stuff. It's totally fine. Like if you're new to this world, you'll get used to it. And the good news is we're all in there with each other together. And so the third strategy that I wanted to talk to you about was using a visual. So what does this do? This gives kids context to what they are learning. You know, if you show, you know, the object or show a picture, you know, it just connects, you know, the word and gives meaning to the word when they see a picture of it. And, you know, kids, remember, are learning this language for the first time. Because it's very different than like if you went out and decided to learn a second language. Okay. Because when you are learning a second language, you are like hooking the second language onto your first language that you already know. And so you're making like sense of your second language based on your first language. And with kids, they're just learning language in general. They have zero language, zero context, zero meaning for anything. And so it's a different type of language learning. You know, and if you think about how you think in your own like native language, you know, when I say the word orange, probably a picture of an orange popped into your head, or a picture of something that was the color orange popped into your head, right? Or if I say the word banana, a picture of a banana pops into your head. So that is what you naturally do with your first language, your native language, is you know, like aren't translating it because there's nothing to translate it to. You are picking up the meaning of words and context based on, you know, like the visual and like what you've seen of that word, if that makes sense. So basically, using a visual as much as possible just provides the connection of the word to the object and shows kids that words have meaning. And language really starts picking up for kids when they all of a sudden like get this light bulb that comes on their head and they're like, oh, like this has meaning. You know, what we're doing has like a purpose. It's not just like these random words put together for no reason. Like this means something. And then their language kind of explodes from there once they understand that like the words that they're saying actually like mean something. So how can we do this? You know, we can provide another example of like, you know, playing with the colored blocks, you know, the color red. This is really fun with colors. And you know, those sorting blocks for like the little kids, you know, just learn the colors and you have the visual. Like if you're learning the color red, you show them the red block. You know, if you're learning the color yellow, show them the yellow block. You can also do this with like play farm animals. So we have like a bunch of, you know, little plastic like animals that my kids play with. And we got them when my boys were really young and we were doing speech therapy. And we've kept them because they're still great play toys. And, you know, if you're working on the word cow, you know, get that little plastic cow and show them cow and then say or sign the word cow so that they, you know, get that visual in with the language. And that is just going to connect the language to them faster and help them learn language faster. So these strategies are the best when it comes to practicing your vocabulary or your speech goals in just a little bit of time during the day. So even if you implement just one of these strategies that we talked about today, you know, either the repetition, the using a visual, or the modulating your voice, and bonus points if you use all of them this week, you will definitely start seeing fast improvement in your child's language use. So, if you're having trouble figuring out the right language strategies to use with your child, then book a coaching call with me. And these coaching calls are so fun because, we get to talk one-on-one, you and I, and we really get to tailor this to exactly what you want to work on with your child for the whole hour. So if you're wondering what a 60-minute language strategy coaching session looks like, now I'm going to break it down for you real quick. So before our coaching call, you will complete an intake form where I ask you about what you're currently doing for the language in your home now. And then, you'll also be asked in the form like what you want to work on during our session. So it's totally up to you, what you want to work on and what you want to cover. And then during your session, we can focus on one or more of the following language things to use. So we can focus on finding a language modality. So if you're still not sure, do I want to use sign language? Do we want to do spoken language? Do we want to do cued speech? Signed exact English? What are all of these things? I'm confused. We can talk through that in the coaching session. And, I can help you kind of go through and guide you in making the best decision for your family. We can also go over a language practice plan, right? So if you're having trouble fitting language practice into your day, we can do a time audit of your day and figure out where are the pockets that you can practice these language goals to get your kids' language moving. We can also come up with a list of fun activities to practice language in your home. And that may be my favorite. Okay, I love coming up with the language activities. I did so many with my kids and still do, and or I fit language into the things that we were already doing that they had fun with. And so that is my absolute favorite is language activities to practice in the home. So once the call is done, you can get 1 week of implementation support from me. So I'll send you the replay after our session. You'll get the notes from our session and you can have instructions for next steps. And I'll also follow up with you periodically via a text or email. So either like Voxer is what I use, or email if you prefer, over the next week to provide support in reaching the goals that we set together. And then finally, you can also be a part of the free Facebook community and you'll get a discount on future coaching sessions with me. So, what are you waiting for? Head on over to raisingdeafkids.com/coaching and snag your spot today. So, I really hope this episode today calmed down your soul a little bit and/or it gave you some really tactical things, strategies that you can go ahead and implement and start seeing results this week with your kids. And as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids. And unfortunately, kids, and especially kids with hearing loss, don't come with a handbook. And I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you are doing a great job as a mom or as a parent because you are learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. And I'm so proud of your efforts, and I'm so glad that you're here. And I'll see you for the next episode on Thursday, where we are going to talk all about how to create a time audit of your day. So you can actually have the time to practice these strategies that we just talked about today. Now, I will see you on Thursday. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.